We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The trek that I went on to get to this office today was incredible, Ron. I mean, incredible. I might as well have driven to Taiwan. And I realized there would have been a body of water involved there. It was amazing. I went from Greentree.
You live like a mile away from here.
Yes, but I have to take my daughter to school.
So, I got you.
The crow flies, I need to go from Greentree to Bethel Park, right by South Hills Village.
Atkins, a tough drive, traffic.
And then cut over here. As the crow flies, I would do the whole thing in like 20 minutes. Instead,
yeah, but this ain't no crow flying.
Oh, this is a crow crawling. This is Eddie Crow trying to get there. I go through Mount Lebanon. They've been doing a sidewalk project for a year and a half.
Maybe Will Crow trying to get there.
Maybe,
too.
Yeah. A year and a half. They've been fixing the sidewalk in Mount Lebanon. I try to go through there. All right, I get through there. Then we get to Bethel Park, right by the Chick-fil-A in Bethel Park. More construction, one lane. Then I drop her off, which is always an ordeal. Then I figure, all right, I'll go the back way coming back over by Fort Couch Elementary in Bethel Park. Well, what's right after that? A huge line. It was like trying to get into Manhattan through the Lincoln Tunnel from Jersey. I mean, it was incredible. So I was the guy who angrily pulled out of the line. You ever done that where you're the guy who turns around, backs up, and goes the other way?
Yeah, I've done that.
With the tire screeching?
Yeah, I've done that.
Horrible swear words, spit coming out of my mouth. Then I say, there's only one more way to get here, there, to here. And that's the back way through Mount Lebanon on Cedar Boulevard, down by the tennis bubble, Mount Lebanon High School, down by there. What do you know? Construction again. And then I just started laugh crying,
yeah,
half laughing, half
There's
crying.
Nothing you can do.
It was. I'm like, I'm going to be late to work.
So how long?
I live a minute from the office, and I left at 8 o'clock, and the show starts at 10.
How long did it take you to?
An hour and a half.
Wow, it's an hour and a half of your life you'll never get back.
It was incrinculant, Ron. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Better than you. I hear this elbow's inflamed.
Yeah, inflamed. I haven't seen that shirt before. It's a wonderful color on you. It's a golf shirt.
Thank you. This is getting concerning. This is impacting your golf game.
It's so obviously golf. I don't know what it's called. Golfer's elbow, golf elbow. I hit on every single one of the symptoms. It was amazing. And that's what I have.
What do you do? You keep looking at Matt Cole for approval over here? You're talking the entire time to him.
There's a reason.
I'm sitting right here.
I know.
Make a little eye contact with me, will you?
There's a reason for that, Ron.
You're over there like this talking the whole time to him. I'm right here across from you.
I know. But there's a reason for that. I wanted to start off today by delivering a better introduction of our friend Maddie to the audience. He's become a vital part of the show in a very short time.
Yes, he has.
And I don't think we've done him justice in terms of him being a very interesting man, Ron, a complicated man.
I don't know that I'd go that far, but okay.
He's me from his age, physique-wise. He weighs 160. I was a little taller. Only difference was he's not drunk all the time, or ever, as a matter of fact.
And he's actually a good-looking man, and you never were.
I was at one point. Curly hair, very skinny, like our friend Maddie. Then there's the whole nickname thing. I discovered who in the office was unhappy with Folsy, and I went and confronted them. I like them both and respect them both very much. Would you like to know who they were?
Yeah, you're going to drop the names?
Paul Alexander, Shelby Cassese.
They don't like it.
They don't. Neither one of them liked it. And that has me sort of reeling here because, as I said, I like and respect both of them. So I put out a Twitter poll today. I'm struggling with this. Folesy doesn't appear to be going over well. Yesterday, we stumbled upon Tim. I wonder if that could get some traction. And then this morning, as I was doing a little wordplay, you remember Ollie Mattson, the big running back?
Sure.
Was thinking Matty Mattson. Ollie. What about Ollie, Ron? Ollie. Do you like that? And I called him up and referred
to him. You're so far all over the place.
I called him up and referred to him as Ollie, and it seemed to work. Do you like that?
Yeah. I would just like to settle on one because I can't keep track of how fast you switch from one to another.
Well, we're still in the experimental phase. Tim, anything there?
He's not a Tim.
He is a Tim. That's the thing. I've been friends with a lot of Tims. Tim Hurley was my friend. Tim Kreinheiter was my friend. This guy's a Tim, Ron. Look at him. Look at him. That's Tim. You want to try it?
Whatever.
You can try whatever one you like.
Whatever you want.
So the Twitter poll gives people four choices. Folesy, Ollie, good old Matty, or Tim. And I would like you to sort of try those out for yourself. Try them on for size, Ron.
I like Matty. I think that was working. And I thought we had settled on that last week.
So did I. But then Folesy had a comeback. It did. I liked it. And I loved
it
when Papiani referred to him as Folesy. That brought the house down.
I can't believe you're allowing outside noise to impact what you want to do. Who cares what they think?
I know.
This is you.
That should be the case.
You think if Mike Tomlin listened to all his critics, what would happen to him?
I know.
Shelty or anybody else, don't pay attention to the outside noise.
You're right.
Do what you think is best.
It's all elevator music, right?
It's
nameless gray faces
music
out there.
That's exactly right.
I need
it's
to be
noise.
Singularly focused
outside
here on what
noise.
I need to do. And if I want Folesy, then damn it, it's going to be Folesy.
You got to be singularly focused. That's exactly right.
Tim, any thoughts?
Matty is leading the Twitter poll right now, by the way.
Yeah, what's the score?
55% Matty. 22.5% Folesy, and a tie of 11.2% between Tim and Ollie.
I can't believe double figures for Tim and Ollie, Ron.
Wow.
And the complicated part is there's hidden anger here with Folesy. I just said it. That was natural, which is an indication that maybe that's the one. He does have anger swirling in there, and I heard it this morning.
He did.
We were talking on the phone. Lots of interference. Had to call each other back. And then this will surprise you.
Did he curse?
Almost. This is a quote from Ollie. This building sucks, he said. This building sucks.
Well, we've heard Horse say that.
How about
a
that?
Few times.
Well, Horse broke equipment back there.
He would throw
and hurled expletives.
He did. He was a hurler.
Folesy, do you ever swear?
No, not really.
Briefly, high school was what?
Where did I go, you mean?
Yes.
Shaler.
Shaler High School.
Yep.
Grew up in Shaler.
Yep.
College?
Waynesburg.
Favorite meal?
Mmm.
What will we find in Folesy's refrigerator all the time?
Eggs.
Eggs, Ron. How about that? Any questions for Folesy as we introduce him to the masses?
I think you covered everything that I was interested in.
And then sports that Tim has played. You've played...
Baseball. Played basketball up to a point.
Little bit of basketball. And Ron, he's
too
a rower.
Too little for hoop.
Yeah, 5
little. Muggsy Bogues played.
Yeah, true. He rowed. He was a rower.
No, I did not roll.
A rower.
What?
I didn't
You just
row.
Told me back in the back. You said you quit rowing to do something. Did I mishear that?
I think you misheard that.
You said you were a rower.
No, I said I quit playing basketball when everybody grew taller than I was.
Ah.
I stopped growing.
You stopped
I think
growing,
that's what
yeah.
you're not rowing.
Yes.
Growing.
Okay, you stopped. I thought you said you stopped rowing. And I pictured you as a rower down at where are the docks down there?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Whatever they're called.
Yeah, there's
in Millville.
Water. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's water nearby, which is helpful when
right.
you're rowing. Anything else, Folesy, before we move on that you really want people? I know people know you from the morning show, but anything else you want them to know about you as we forge into the future together, you and I and Ron? Anything? Anything at all?
Not that it comes top of mind that people probably don't already know.
Yeah. I implicitly trust Ollie, don't you, Ron?
Now it's Ollie. This one.
Yeah, I implicitly trust
every single
the man.
One in this little exchange.
Trying him out, experimenting. I would trust him with my life. I don't even know the guy. You?
Are you kidding me? Of course I would.
Would you let him watch the house?
I wouldn't.
House?
No, I don't trust
really?
Him. I don't know him well enough to say that. I don't know. He could be a very despicable character. That was a popular word last week.
For Jimbo Fisher. Yes.
Despicable.
Wow. Apparently there's work to do here.
I know.
All right.
Still some ice to be melted,
you have to
that's all.
Earn Ron's trust.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah, I respect that too.
Ice to be melted.
Ron, let's move on here. And let's move on.
Please, let's move on.
We were talking about yesterday, which was Omar Khan. And something you mentioned that flew off the page that perhaps we didn't dive into enough. Does this sort of increase Mike Tomlin's power in the organization?
I don't think there's any question it does.
Tell me about that. Why you think that, and if that's a good thing.
You know, he's been here, what, how many years? 15 years?
Yeah.
I think he should have the biggest, most important say. Now, I know the counter argument to that is, well, what he done lately, you know, hasn't won a lot of playoff games lately.
Why do you think Tomlin should have the biggest say on personnel?
Because as opposed to a capologist, I would think he would have more than him. Now, Andy Weidel maybe, you know, is going to have a big say. Hey, listen, they're all going to have a say. Tomlin doesn't operate in a vacuum here. But I would think he is going to have the final say on the important personnel decisions.
I think that's normal.
And I think that's probably for a lot of coaches.
I think that's normal. But are we treading in the territory that Bill Parcells used to refer to as I want to be the guy, not only the chef, but the guy who buys the groceries.
Right.
Do we want Tomlin buying more groceries?
Tomlin has always said he's not interested in that side of the job. You know, he likes to coach. But I still think he's going to have some big say about the ingredients that he's coaching.
I'm not sure that more say for him is good. I mean, it gets very complicated.
Well, I think he already had a lot to begin with.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much more he will have. Maybe some, but I don't know that it'll be a lot. I think he has always been the face of this franchise.
What does that mean, though?
That he's
he has the last say on draft picks. We know that.
He has the main say. If he doesn't want something, I don't think it happens.
I'm not sure that that's a great thing, and it gets complicated when we judge Tomlin, because you have Tomlin, the game day coach. You have Tomlin, the manager of people. You have Tomlin, the talent evaluator. You have Tomlin, the de facto GM, if you want to go that far.
He wears a lot of hats, doesn't he?
You have Tomlin, the defensive coordinator.
Yes, you do. Well, at
that's
least
a
you
lot.
Did. You did. We'll see what happens this year. You got a new coordinator, and you also got Brian Flores involved.
Well, now you have Brian Flores. I just wonder about the structure of the organization when they've gone from Keith Butler to Terrell Austin. Does it change? Is Tomlin still the guy making the calls? And you've gone from Kevin Colbert to Omar Khan.
But with an assistant GM that has a huge background in personnel, which you didn't really have before.
Because your GM had a huge background in personnel.
Exactly.
It almost feels like just a shifting of titles here. Is Omar Khan just going to do what he did before?
And probably with a raise as the GM, I guess.
And then is Weidel just going to be Brandon Hunt? What he did, it almost seems like everybody's doing the same thing, except Tomlin has more power.
Right. And Weidel takes over for Brandon Hunt.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. My guess is Tomlin would have even more of a say, but I just don't know how much more. I'm willing to give it a chance, see what happens. I'd like to see him start winning some playoff games. And I don't know that that's going to happen this year. I think I predicted him to go 8-9 and miss the playoffs. Of course, that's what I predicted last year, and they made the playoffs.
Man, I just look, and then there's Tomlin, the man who hires coaches. There's many, many different areas to judge him in. And I think of the offensive line and the disastrous transition last season.
With the players or with the coaches or both?
All of the above.
All of the above.
You had the David DeCastro situation. Don't know exactly how that went down, but it was injurious to their plans. You had
like
Chooks.
Injurious.
Injurious, yeah.
I like that.
Maddie?
I always usually prefer hurtful.
Hurtful.
I use that word a lot.
I like that one.
Thank you.
It's good. Falsy. Cool.
Very kindly.
You had Chukwuma Okorafor. We're going to make him our left tackle. Last year at this time, that was the project.
And he didn't
work out. F for that. You drafted Kendrick Green, who now Kevin Dotson has sort of given away the fact that Kendrick Green is a guard now.
They're competing for the spot.
Oh, my God. They drafted that guy to be their center for their 39-year-old quarterback in a new offense.
Who had a confidence of a two playing center.
He now admits that. Yes, he had the confidence of a
and
two playing center.
He's only up to a six now. I want him to be a 10.
Just a bad draft pick right now. Maybe he'll be a good guard. I don't know. But as we yeah,
position.
As we stand here right now, that draft pick was an F and helped wreck things last season. And then hiring the coach who was the alleged rising star that everybody loved, and the Steelers were ahead of the game and they were promoting from within again, and he quits before the end of the season. So if I'm judging Mike Tomlin as talent evaluator, as hirer of assistant coaches, is hirer a word, Ron?
Yeah, I guess. Hirer.
And I look at it's a pretty big deal, your offensive line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Especially when you have a new coordinator. Not to mention the new coordinator.
Brings in Simo for a while. He didn't last.
I'm not sure that his track record recently in a number of different areas inspires confidence that he should be a guy whose powers are increasing. Do you know what I mean? Do you agree?
The bottom line is look at the ones wins and losses. They've been good in the regular season, never had a losing season, but they're not getting it done in the postseason. Yeah, I would agree. His track record says he shouldn't get more, and I don't know how much more he is getting. But I do still think there's some sort of increase there. I think he will be able to have more, and maybe I'm totally wrong, more clout with Omar than he did with Kevin.
I would think so, because you start out knowing way more about the game itself than the
right.
GM.
Now,
the GM is a capologist.
Andy Weidel in there, you know, he's going to hold his own.
But he's an assistant GM,
right?
You know? He'll hold his
when
own,
is Omar,
yes. But
when
is
are they speaking? I think tomorrow. Omar and probably Art, some of these questions will be asked. I think they said they announced a press conference.
Asked and not answered, they should call that segment.
That's what they do.
Man, I don't know. I don't know about all of this. I kind of like Mike Tomlin just coaching, you know? I don't mind having a coach-centric organization to the point where if there's a tiebreaker, your coach gets final say on a free agent signing or a draft pick. Because
right.
He's the guy coaching him. But that's different than him shopping for all the groceries.
And if you don't absolutely want somebody, I don't want to force him to take them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's an injurious situation.
Injurious situation.
Yeah.
Although, man, does it get tricky. It can get tricky navigating those waters when a GM really wants a guy.
Bridge over troubled water.
Andy Weidel really wants a guy. I mean, I don't know if... What is Omar Khan's background in the actual game itself, Ron? That's my question.
I don't know that he has much of a personnel background. He definitely has a financial background, which is an important role in this salary cap era. But I don't know that I feel comfortable him evaluating six offensive linemen and determining which
right.
One
whereas
is the
Colbert,
best.
Whereas even when you're just debating, forget about whether. Tomlin really doesn't want a guy or really is willing to go to the wall for a guy. Let's talk about all the other hundreds of cases where
right.
You have a debate and come to a consensus. Who's debating him? I guess Weidel?
Yeah, I think he's going to have a fair amount of clout here, too.
412-928-9370. 928-9370. Is more power, increased powers for Mike Tomlin a good idea? And what do we think of Tomlin's all-around game? Man, he wears a lot of hats, right? Most head coaches do, but not this many. Most are not a coordinator, a final say on draft picks, hiring all the assistant coaches. Most do that. I'll grant you that, although some are forced upon him. And he's had one or two forced upon him. And now you have a GM with really no background in the actual personnel aspect of the game. 412-928-9370. One of the new guys, Miles Jack, spoke and had some very interesting things to say. We'll hear from him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.